We are continuing our shiurim on the Sidur Hashash in the concerning the Gada Shel Pesach. We're in the Inyanin of Karpas. We'll be using two Sidurim. One is called the Sar Shalom, as we know, and we are on page Yud Bet of the Sar Shalom, Kavanat Zmaniot, that's the original Medur Kama of the Sidur Hashash, and as well those who have the Tiva Kavanot. In this particular edition, it's going to be on Shin Chavav. So let's start reading now the Rashash's introduction to the Karpas, and he says, and he says as follows: Al yedei Karpas, al yedei Karpas. Well, there's a little bit of introduction over here. There's actually one line in the Tiva Kavanah, which is not found actually in the Sar Shalom, and he writes over here that the gematria of Karpas is 360. And that is the gematria of Shin Samech and Shin. Shin Samech. Let's keep that in mind. That is the gematria of the Karpas. And he writes as follows: the Rashash. Ali de Amirat Abracha Vachila Nichnas Kav Yamin de Katnut Rishon Be'etzem. That's an important word. Vashar Akavim Nichnasim Aratam. Ata bilvad. So we have two things over here. We have to note with the medayik in the words over here. He says first thing that it's coming through the bracha, which is usually the omakif, and the achila, which is the tzadi with the tzelim. So that's going to come in via the actual bracha and the achila. That's going to be the openimi and omakif. That's the etzim. And also it's going to come in the ahara. So let's see what that means. Let's look at the Tiva Kavanot on this piece over here. And he says as follows. Hine al yedei Karpas mamshichet et ha'morchim de katnud rishon. Remember there's four different stages. Katnud rishon, and then gadlut rishon. Katnud sheni, and gadlut sheni. So we're doing stage number four. If we're going top to bottom, stage number four. So when you're doing the mitzvah Karpas, mamshichet et ha'morchim de katnud rishon, v'amnam kivan she'ata anu oskim b'moach ha'chochma, lachen et ha'katnud rishon shel ha'moach ha'chochma. So if we look at our chart again, our famous chart on the Ima chart, which is our left chart, we'll see over here again four different columns. The right is called the Chochma line, Kav. The left one is called the Bina, and the middle one is called Chasadim Dat and Gvul Dat. So we're talking about bringing through the Karpas. It's going to bring down the Chochma of Katnut Rishon. That's the bottom right box, Bikitsu. And what are you doing? And then, Chein leKatnut Rishon eshel Amoach Chochma nu Mamshich deAtzmut Tzo Mamash. So there's two things about it. Etzem Sheva. That's the bottom right box. The Iru at Katnut Rishon eshel Amoach Bina shuKav Smol nikra Baga v'Chein Katnut Rishon eshel Amoach Dat. שהוא קו אמצעי נקרא דתי, אנו ממשיך הרד הרד מהם. So the left cav, which is the baga cav, and the dati cav, that's going to only bring the hara. Important to notice the difference. אנו ממשיך הרד הרד מהם. ואז עצמותם, אנו ממשיכים, את עצמותם, אנו ממשיכים את כל אחד במקומו. Shivikos sheni shebo mamshich et amoach bina. Excuse me. Namshich gam et atzmut katnut rishon shel amoach bina. Avikos shlishi revi shebeem anu mamshich et amoach dat. Namshich gam et atzmut shel akatnut rishon shel amoach dat. So, okay, so let's get that clear. On the right side of this chart, right bottom, because we're doing the last row over here, that's Katnut Rishon. We're going to bring the etzem of the Chochmah of the Katnut Rishon. The Bina and the Dat, what's going to happen with that? That we only bring a Ha'ara. We know that's a watered down form of Shefa. Now, when are we going to bring down, the question is, when are we going to bring down the etzem Shefa for the Baga and the Bina? And the Dati, sorry. And that's going to be Kosheni is going to bring down the Bina, and the Koshlishi is going to bring the Etzem for the Dati. That's where it's going to happen. Okay, now I just want to read you a little piece over here from the Shefa Rashash, and he says, "Ali d'amirat baracha ve'achila nechnasim kav yamin dekatnut rishon be'etzem shakavim ba'agav dati nechnas ba'arat amatim binvad zeshita zarav David majam meseder sidur tzashalom." And this is what we're looking at right now on page Yubet. This is the Madura Kama, which is called Sar Shalom, Sidur Sar Shalom, and it was written by who? Rav David Majar, as we said many times, this was the Talmid Chaver of the Rashash. Now, what does this mean that this is his Shita? Because we're learning over here that the Kabbas Nichnasim Rak Atzmud Katnud Rishon Shel Moach Chochma Shul Kav Yamim Avu Katnud Rishon Shel Moach Bina Shel Moach Dad Nichnas Mod Ra'ara Shelahem. ואילו עצמותם נכנס כל אחד ממקומה דיין וכתב ראשון של המוח בינה נכנס בעצמות בקוס שני וכתב ראשון של המוח הדת נכנס בעצמותם בקוס שליש עברים. That's what we've said so far. Now we have to understand this is not מוסכם לכל הדרס, because we have a סידו הירא, and the סידו הירא, and also this is also, by the way, brought down in, this is the Shittas of Rav Yaakov Hillel, also brings this particular Mahalach, that all the three Kavim, that means the Baga, Dati, and the Baga, sorry, the Chacham, Baga, Dati, those three Kavim all come be'etzem by the Kappas. Okay? Completely different shot over here. So therefore, let's just reiterate, according to Rav David Majaz, and this is the Sashal, and this is what we're particularly learning, we're going to learn that only the Chachan Kav comes in Be'etzem, and the other two come in Be'ara. And the Atzmus of the Shefa is going to come later on when you do Koshen Kishlishi. That's the first Mahalach. Second Mahalach, according to the Yarech, Rav Blafia, one of the big Rosh Shivas from Beit El many years ago, and also later on Rav Yaakov Hillel and his Sidur of Avat Shalom, Sidur Haggadah Shel Pesach, you'll find over there a different Mahalach, that both the Chacham Baga Dati of the Katan Rishon all come in at the same time whilst you're doing the mitzvah of Achilat Kapas. Okay, so it's important, I wanted to mention that. Okay, so let's continue in the Rashash. Let's go back into the Pnimis. So the Rashash already told us that this chiluk between the first kav and the second kav, second third kav, and then the Hainu, he says shechaven amshich chacham bagadati dechabad vechagat v'nahi d'shnei patzufim d'nai vechagat. Nay Chagat, because we're dealing with Katnus, so it's always Nay Chagat. The Chamisha Patsuf de Tvuna, we're dealing on multiple dimensions, multiple Patsufas all at one time, so that the five Patsufim of Tvuna, all within the Gedder of Katnus. So in this particular Elah we're bringing in, we're going to see, this is the Levushim. Remember, don't forget that called Tzlamim we're working with. So this is the Levushim. The next line is going to be the Tzlamim. Very similar, but different lashonos, but all the same thing. Then he says the next line. He says, "Im achacham bagadat the mochin de pnimim de tzadi umakifin de lamed mem de shnei tzalame nefesh ruach nefesh ruach is very similar to the naiver chagat the neranchi de ben de ma u de ben de ben." Okay, so because we're dealing with the lower levels, which is called the tzalame de katnas. That's tzalame. And then finally, we're going to move up a stage to the mochim, and then he says, "Im mochim de chaba de katnut, rishon de tvuna shem shnei shemot elokim de milu yudim bekav yamin, v'shnei shemot elokim de ahim bekav small, v'shnei shemot elokim." So he explains to us all the mochim. The alafim mitzio yud vav yud bekav chasadim. Shnei shemot elokim. The alafim mitzio yud vav dalid bekav small digvuot. Okay, we'll see that inside in a few minutes. Okay, because so that is the mochim. So we have the tzlamim, the levushim come in, the tzlamim. We have the mochim. So you can see we're going up higher and higher. And then he says, "Ubeachilat akapas." Now this is no gedavkut achila. באכילת הכפס יכוון שהכפס הוא סוד קטנות ראשון, again, always קטנות ראשון, because doing כפס. דאמא, always on the left hand chart, נכנס חוכמה דזה, okay, this sheet is רב דוד מג'ר, you're going to work with the קו החוכמה first. מפני שחוכמה דקטנות ראשון, יש אלוקים דיודים שמספר שין. Right, so if you add in the milo of Elokim biyudim, you're going to come out to the gematria of 300. Ubeza yesh shisha ktsavot kol echad klul me'aser shemisparo shishim k'mispar milo yishin. And if you add in the za, which is katnos, which is six sfirot, six times ten is 60. So lefirach lo ken kapash mispar shin. So therefore, you're going to take the shin represents the kapas. Why? Because kapas is gematria. This is what was the first thing we started with, is gematria of 360. But we're going to take the shin because the shin represents the miloi of the mochim which are coming in, which is miloi elokim, which is 300. And that is shish, that's the thing. That's the shin. And if you spell out the shin, you'd know that's exactly 360, and that's why we take the kapas. Is that very nice? So that's the mochim coming in, which is represented by the gematria of kapas, by the kapas. Okay. So what I want to show you over here is just, if you open up the chart for a second, the chart. I just want to show you over here. There's a very, very nice chart over here. So look at the dati chart. Now let's start with the Chochma chart. I mean, the bottom right hand box, it's number 9 in our particular number system. In number 9, you find that the Mochim, which is the last two Shemus at the bottom of that box, you find that it's Elohim, the Yudim. It's K-Yud. And on the left hand side, on the Baga side, it's going to be K-K. And in the middle, it's going to be K-Aleph, but the K-Aleph is going to be spelled differently. On the Chassidim, the Dats, it's Yud-Vav-Yud. And in the Gvod, the Dats, it's going to be Yud-Vav-Dalet. Okay, so that's where you're going to get all the Gematrias. Okay, so now let's move on. Let's move on to the Sidur Shash in the Bracha of the Kappa. So it's going to be on page Yud-Bet, Amud-Bet. Just the next page. So, as we say the Bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Peri Adama. Borei Peri Adama, because obviously we haven't made Moti Lechem yet, so this Bracha has to be taken reckoned for. The part of the Kapas. Now, by the way, in Halacha, we have to note that, just to say this on tape, that we have to have Kavan at this point to Pata also the Maror, which is going to come later on. So the first thing we see that he's representing, he's writing over here, the Rashash, Makifim Mem, the katan rishon tefuna. As we know, the tselem it's sadi lamed mem. The mem and the lamed represent the two makifim coming in, and then finally the tzadi, which is the actual shef, which is coming into the pasuk. So the makifim mem, the katan rishon is what we're dealing with. In this particular case, it's in sfirot wise, we can say that the mem represents the kachab, the lamed is going to represent the chagat, and the tzad is going to represent the nai. The nai is what's going to be going into the parzuf, the nai, the tvuna, into the parzuf of the zah, and the kachav chagat is going to be suspended above the parzuf, or going around the parzuf, the thing of that. So we really look at the diagram. We have the chacham to the right, baga to the left, and then dati to both sides over here. The dati is doubled because you have dati the chasadim, dati the gvot. So again, let's notice over here that he's pointing out, again, Shitas of Rav Majal, that on the right hand side is Chachan, the Etzim, that's the Etzim Shefa, and on the left hand side, in the middle parts, is only Ha'ara. Is the Ha'ara. Now, underneath that, you'll find a very similar picture, which is the Lamed of the Katharishon, the Tvuna, exactly the exact same thing. Now, underneath that, on page Yud Gimel, you'll find the Tzadi coming in, exactly the exact same thing, the atzmius of the Shef on the Chacham chart. On the right-hand side, on the left-hand side, is Bagadati, that's going to be just the Hara. Now, underneath that, that's where we want to focus on, and just at the bottom page of Yud Gimel, is the Shefa. Now, Shefa, meaning there are four types of Shefas, obviously, over here. There's one to the right, one to the left, and if you'll notice, two in the middle. So, what it is all about, the right is the Chochmah, the left is the Bina coming in, the two middle ones, the Chassadim Da'at, Kvod Da'at. So, the top level of each one of those four sections is called the Mochim, and what's underneath is called the Levushim. And the Levushim, it's not written over there, but that's what it's, Levushim. So you're going to ask me, what about the rest of the Kol Tzamim? Ba'avat HaKitzur, that's the Mefashim usually give this to the Teretz. So look at the way, if you just want to look for 1 minute how it's spelled. So you have Chochmah's K-Yud, Bina's K-K, Chassadin Dad is K-Aleph, and the Gvod Dad is K-Aleph as well. Again, I told you, the K-Aleph is spelled differently, Yud-Val-Yud, and the Gvod Dad is Yud-Val-Dalit. That's as simple as that. Okay, so now, as we go further down, what do we see over here? He explains to us. He's going to give us a little bit of what's going on. So he says, the Chacham Bagadati, the Chochmah v'Chagat v'Nahi, the Shnei Patsufim Nahi v'Chagat, again, Nahi Chagat, that's the Ika for us, because we're dealing with Katnus, there's no Chochmah there. The Bina, the Diza. Now, what is this exactly? Did we already say this? So this is the chaf of the Kol Tzame. This is the kelim. So we saw the levush, we saw the tzlamim, we saw the mochim. Now this is the kelim. Kelim come again. Now it depends on the girsa. Let's just there's no actual girsa over here. But what he's telling over here is going to Yaakov v'Rachel. Yaakov v'Rachel, because it's not only going to Zah, it's going to go also into Nukva as well. Now I just want to read you out for a minute the Shefa HaRashash over here. Just a little bit of a note over here, and it says Mochim deKatan Rishon. So he says, "V'sidah sar shalom lo katav kan shemot elukim shemot kelim." It's interesting that we're only given a description, but he doesn't actually list out the kelim, which is unusual because usually we always have the kelim. Amnam lechol tzalut lechaven shemot kelim shearei kol amochim nimshachin l'toch kelim tizdun kmo v'div rashash. Said the commander, "Who al deresh shinit ba'er le'el b'seder ha'dichyot." Because we learn a seder dichyot. First, the Nahi goes into the Chabad. Then the Chagat comes into the Chabad and pushes down the Nahi into the Chagat. Then we have the Chabad going into the Chabad and the Chagat going into the Chagat. We had that already. And then the Nahi is going to be pushed down finally into the Nahi. That's called seder dichyot. So we have to see the exact same thing over here as well. Very simply, it's being pushed down one level to a lower level. Shema ha'yolom esidah tzidur ha'kavona miyuched b'ma shelo ketav et kavona shemot elokim kan b'kanu rishon v'lo od elash b'kol makom shem kavonat katnu rishon enu kotev shemot kelim tzachir. Alright, so because he doesn't answer why the Hashem didn't put the kelim, but it's definite that the kelim have to be there. Okay, and then the Rashash continues just to finish off the Karpas, and he said, "Lamshich and nefashot mispar demut malchuyot," which is translated as nishamot, is a reference to the orot. All right, just to explain to you that you always have to put this back into the reference of the Kol Tzame. So this is code language. Nefashot means orot, mispar means mochim, demut means slamim, malchuyot means kelim. That's just something you have to learn. The slamim is kam lechacham bagadati, the chaganai, the bina, the Yaakov Rachel. That's what I told you. Bring up the Zah, and then you're going to bring him down to Yaakov Rachel. Again, the Shemot of Kelukim, you have to look in the if you look in the Tivkanal, he'll show you the Shemot of the Kelim, which is important to Mechave. And of course, like we said, you have to do it b'derech dichyot. Then the Rashash says in his final line, "Ubekshiachol." This is when you the mice are eating now, and this is part of the kavanah sa'achila. Chem lamshim chelik hachasidim de'le'a der garon za le'o penimi li Yaakov Rachel v'chelik hagvurod le'o makiv di Yaakov Rachel. Let's see the Tiva Kavanot in this. He says, Be'achilat Kapas, you have an old Kavanot. This is a separate Kavanot to what we said so far. So even though there's a tremendous Gematrias and Hashem and Zerukim and Bagad Adati, and the Machlok is between the Sefer Yarem, Mdur Kama, but let's forget all that for the moment. We're doing a completely new Kavanot over here. And the Kavanot is as follows. That this is already state in Shah Kavanot. That Bimei Pesach Parzuf Le'a Nimset B'Kol Pam Shba'achorei Zam. We know that Leah's place is behind Zam by the Dat Zam, as we know. Now, Pesach is an unusual time for her. This exception to the rule, she's Nichnas Toch Zam. Because of the Pachad of the Chitonim, as we mentioned briefly last time, Leah goes inside, goes hiding into Zam. Kedei shlo yishletu bo hachitzonim, the chitzonim which are very powerful in bizman haPesach, so she hides. Validei sheiv toch hazam bekol yemei haPesach shuv en sholtim ba hachitzonim kol yemei hashana. She's hidden over there, and because of that little tekufa of 1 week being hidden, that gives her enough power to withhold any attacks from the chitzonim. וכיוון שפרצוף ליה נעלמת בימי הפסח, לכן בליל פסח הזיווג רק אם יהיה רחל, ולא עוד אלה שבכל המוחד נשייכים לליה, לא קרים לרחל. As we said, then all the זיווגים that we're going to see, if you notice, those יעקב ורחל, you ask, what happened to Leah? Leah also has זיווגים. As we know, and Shai Gilgulim tells us extensively when Leah comes out, when all the zivugim of Leah, there's Yisrael of Leah, there's Yaakov of Leah. Why don't we say any zivugim? The answer is because we just said a minute ago, because Leah is hiding inside of Zam. And therefore, even though the Shefa is supposed to be allocated to Leah, Rachel is going to chop it. She's going to take the Shefa for herself. V'hinei b'kol ha'mashlechot v'or, יש בה חלקו פנימי, אין בו אור מקיף. המוחים השייכים ללאה, יש בהם גור, או גם אור מקיף ואור פנימי. כן, צריך לחברים שהאור המקיף שבו יצא בתוך פה תזם. So this is the way it's going to work. The mechanism is as follows. The or makiv, remember, the light's always split into two parts, or pinim or makiv. Now the or makiv shebo, yetza, it comes out from the pidiza. Ye or makiv l'rachel ha'omez tachad l'chazad za. Well, fine, as we know, l'rachel is always underneath the chazah of za. V'or pinim yashaych l'leah. The or pinim is going to go to Leah, and the or makiv goes to Rachel. So therefore, the opening ashayach leleya yikanis b'toch pedeza. The opening comes from the higher bechinas going to the pedeza. V'inatel Rachel opening, and the opening which was supposed to be allocated to for Leah was now is going to be given over to Rachel. Obi arashah shadeina nafim mashkatuv arav shagvurot em yotzim minapem. That's the way it goes. The Or Makiv, which is a stronger light, comes out. That's the Gvurot. The Or Panim, which is a less intense light, stays inside the pit, inside the Guf is out. והם אופנימי, ולכן כתוב הרשא שחלק חסדים של השכר ליה ייכנסו בתוך הגרון, וזה יהיה אופנימי ליעקב ורחל. So even though the opening is supposed to be allocated to Leah, but then she is hidden too deeply into Zah, she's not going to receive it, and therefore רחל ולאה, יעקב ורחל, even though יעקב is a male part of, but he's taking the form Be'erchim of Anukva over here, and therefore he's going to receive the Shefa with Rachel. That's all Panimia. She'em Chalul Nikra Pasuv Nukva. But Gvurot Yatza Min Apen, the Gvurot is Pashut, Rachel is outside, there's all Panimia, or Makiv is going to go outside. Then goes to Rachel Eliot La or Makiv. Now I'm just going to read you out a very short Shefa Arashash before we move on to the next mitzvah. And he says, Kavanat Zu Sidur Shash Bekol Mitzvot Le'Seder Bekol Mashachat Amochim Yicham Lechalek Shechelek Hachazim Shel Aliyah O Pinim Aliyah Kor Rachel Chelek O Makiv Lahem Bechem Bitzvot Le'Rav Shapsi Sidur Kavanat Zu Gam Achilat Matzah Vohu Shekatav Rak Amor Bishah Kavanot Rachel Lokachat Et Chelkav Chelek Le'ah Chavertav Rasha Shosiv Vier שאור הפנימי או שעשה חסדים ואור מקיף שעשה גבור סי וסידר זהו על ידי על פי האמור במקום אחר, שכבוד יוצא לך להתפשץ באור מעקיף, והחסדים נחזרו פנימיים. ובשעה כוונות נזכרה כוונות רק בשתיית וכוסות. וצריך יהיו מיניים זו בן רשע תכנו זו גם בשעה המצוות. So he said that even though this is found, this is not the Rashash making it up, but even though this is found, these כוונות of makiv going outside, that's the or gvuram, or makiv, and the or panimi, which is allocated to Rachel, which goes inside, Leah, which Rachel takes, is found though, nevertheless, only by the kosot. We don't find this kavanah by the kapas. So the question is where exactly the Rashash gets it, and a little bit of tzarech here. Okay, so let's now move on. Now, Baruch Hashem, we finished the mitzvah of kapas, Baruch Hashem, with all its dinim. Now let's do the next mitzvah here on page Yud Gimel Amud Bet, which is called Yachatz. Yachatz, okay? So, a yachatz, first thing we know is yishbo matza shenid bina shibesod hey b'tzurat hey, which is dalit and avav, dalit and avav. So that's what you're going to do with yachatz. You're going to take the middle matza, which is the bina matza, and you're going to split into two in the form of dalit and vav. So yeah, let's do the Shefa Kavanot. Shefa Kavanot adds a lot over here, which is very important because there's not much here in the Rashash. So in the Tiva Kavanot, or let's go talk about the Shefa Kavanot, explains as follows. Now, that's all the Rashash writes. Now, it's a bit very not clear at all what he's trying to say over here. So we know that the Dalit part we keep to as part of the lechemoni, and the vav part we're going to keep as the afikomen, the afikomen. Okay, so let's explain it. Lo nizbar klal eze mochim mamshichim al yedei yachatz vechein lo nizbar klal ma inyana shel hachelek vav shemenichim lafikomen lo ochlim ota besof. So, not clear at all. But if you look in, there's a sidur, not sidur Rashash, let me point this out, the sidur Ari. Completely different. There's a sidur Ari and the sidur Rashash. And sidur Ari, written by, there's many Mekubalim, there's Rav Yaakov, there's Rav Shapsi. So in the Rav Shapsi's particular sidur, you find a beautiful pirush that explains, really opens up this inyan. And it says as follows. I'll quote you. Kadav kach, אחרי שנכנס לכל אלוקים הנזכרים, דהיינו, כל המוחים דקטנות מצד אימם, צריכים למתקן, דהיינו, שאנו צריכים להמתיק את המוחים דקטנות שמצד אימה, אז אנו מכניסים הרע לבד של הדלת, הוא סוד הרע דקטנות שבאבא דהוד, הנכנס בבינה דזה. So obviously, when we bring the katnut, when you need some amhataka, the amhataka is represented by the dalit that we just split over here, and that's representing the abba. He says the abba the hod. Nichnas bizar the bina bizar. Vehu shebelokro alevi, because we know the middle matzah is connected. Levi, the top one is the kohen, and the lower one is called Yisrael. והוא שבלוקו הלוי שהוא מצא שני שהוא אלוקים לחיצוניות הוד דאבא, which is representing the הוד דאבא, because the matzah is what is representing by Abba, and the course is representing by Ima. So we're talking about the left hand side, because it's the Bino one, the middle matzah, and that is representing the whole the Abba. It's the same place, and therefore the way it looks is a hay, which is dalet and vav. So ikarat nichnas is at the bina de za, and since on the left hand side the hod of Abba represents the bina, if you can understand what that means, but the bina of that, it's the same kav. Now, that's all the Rav Yaakov, not the Rav Yaakov, but rather Rav Shapsi writes, and he explains this as follows. מבאה מזה שאתה בפחיץ את המצא שאני ממשיך את הקטנות ראשון במוח בינה מצוות הבא, ועניינו הוא להמתיק את המוחים בקטנות ראשון מצד אמא. What we're doing over here is that after we finish with all the course, we finish with the course. And we finish with the kapach. We've been a lot of dinim, lokim, yudim, the alufim, the hehim. What we do, we want a little bamtaka. That's where we bring the kapas. Sorry, the yachatz. The yachatz is bringing Abba into the picture. When you bring Abba into the picture, that's being mamtik the dinim of imam. V'shita zu v'shita zu hi emshech lema shehit ba'er lehen shekol ha'mochin v'katnun nechnasim yachdav ha'mochin mitzad abba ha'mochin mi'ima mitzad ima v'lechein achash nechnasim kapas v'katnun rishon shel ha'mochin mitzad ima nechnasim ata v'yachad kadur rishon shel ha'mochin mitzad abba. So after we brought ima, it makes a lot of sense, very logical. We're Abba, we're going to bring Ima for the Amtaka. Oh, no. Mamshach Zu, he ragged Chelek Mina Katnut Rishon Shalamor Binad Mitzad Abba. Obviously, since we brought the Kapas, Kapas is Katnut Rishon, Zu said the Ima. We're going to bring have to bring something, Amtaka, for that level of Katnut Rishon. So we're bringing Katnut Rishon of Abba. Shu rag chelik dalit shed mitz shel matzazu. That's why it's a dalit. She chelik avav shel matzahu. Anu mamshich el ba'achil ba'achilat tefikuma. We leave that aside. ולפי זה יש לנו כוונה ברורה באכילת אפיקומן והוא להמשיך את חלק הוו של הקטנות ראשון של המוח הבינה מצד אבא וניצר ונראה בדרך רמז רמוז על מנהג ישראל וקדושים שהתורה הוא שתורה היא שמנהג ישראל שהילודים הקטנים חוטפים את האפיקומן לאל וכבר בגמרה ויש להבין מה סוד עניין לפי דברי הרב שבסי מובא לך שלן שפי שהאפיקומן הזה הרי זה הוא הקטנות ראשון הקטנות ראשון והרי כבר כתוב הרב ורוב שהקטנות בעניין מה נשתנה שהקטנים הראשונים שהקטנות הראשון שייך לילדים הקטנים שיש להם רק מוכים דקנות ודוק. Okay, so I hope that's clear that the amtaka that we're doing over here is to be the amtaka through the mitzvah yachad to split the matzah into the dalet vehei. We're going to see the dalet which represents the whole the abba, which is the mamtik, the kapas, which is there, which is katan risha. Now, what's very interesting to observe, there's a minhag in Klal Yisrael that the ketanim they actually steal the afikomen. The meaning is to hide the afikomen, and the kids play a game, and they find it, and they take it from the father, and so on and so forth. Now, every minag was, we know, minag halachahu. Minag Yisrael halachahu. So where does this halacha come from? What exactly means halacha? Doesn't mean it's if you don't do, you're not yotze. That's not what we're talking about. We're saying that it's brought down in the sources. That's what it means. It's authentic minhag. What is the sod of this minhag? So he suggests over here, as we said before, when we're dealing with katan rishon has to do with mochem dekatan. Mochem dekatan are applicable to ketanim. Ketanim are mochem dekatan, and adults have mochem dekatan. So when you're dealing with this type of matzav, the bina, or the Hoda Abba, which you're doing over here, you take the middle matzah, you split it in half, you take the Vav, which is the Amtaka to the, sorry, the Dal, which is Amtaka, but the Vav you're taking for the Afikomen, which is also Katnud Rishon. The Katnud Rishon applies to the Ketani. That's why they're after that Afikomen so badly, because it's just innate, it's the sword of Afikomen, which is Katnud Rishon, therefore the Ketani Mchapin. Very interesting. Very interesting. So let's continue here in the Siddur Hashash, and he says, "V'chaber chelik dalit shi anukva, im amatzah rishon shechokhma v'nikra anikra yudvav dalit, which is a yud, shiyutzio yu hey and the yud, the modalit in the yud." Okay, so now we see clearly. So after that, you broke out and you make the dalit vav, you make a dalit yud. You're attaching the middle matzah with the top matzah. And it says, "Hey, b'chokhma yisad." No, sorry. The pasuk brings a pasuk. Hashem b'chokhma yisad aretz. Hashem b'chokhma, which is Abba yisad, which is the yisod of nukva. V'chelik avav yanir lafikomen. Everything comments. So he just mentions over here in the tiva reshash. Chelik adale shel od od hey azot. V'chabrim is matzav arishon. Comes lo chokhma shibichnat yud. Now he said, okay. Now, let's continue over here, Baruch Hashem, so we finished Kapas, we finished Yachas. Now let's move on to another beautiful mitzvah, which is Magid. Same page, Gimel Amud Bet. Okay, you see it over there? Magid Doraita v'kos bed rabbanan. It's a mitzvah min haTorah, as he's mentioning to us. Why is he mentioning to us? We know that from the Pesukim, because you have to know that every time he tells us this, you have to know that you're working with Zuna Gedolim. And he mentions Kos Sheni, when he everything Kos Sheni is Kos Sheni de Rabbanan. Again, why is he mentioning this? Because you have to know that you're working with Zuna Ketanim as well. You're working both dimensions at one time. So let's now start reading. I'm going to give a little bit of Hakdama before we start Magid. Before we start the Magid, it's a little bit intricate. So, it's as follows. Let me read the other Tiva Arashash here in Magid. In this particular edition, it's Ot Pei. Kol Yasad Lanu, Klal Yasad Lanu, Rabin Rashash, Al Pi Amuwa B'Divya Arizal, Shekol Mitzvah Doraita, Mekavanuhu Zivog, is exactly what I told you. That when you're dealing with a Mitzvah Doraita, we're dealing with Zuna Gedolim. Kol Mitzvah Rabbanan, we're dealing with Zuna Ketanim, which is Yaakov Rachel. Nam Zod B'Khlal B'Khlalut, it's not only here, it's in all places. Nam, Yvan Zod, Vadai Yaladi Kosashini, Shemam Shukhan Mekav, Smol Shuo Bada. וזונה גדולים וזו מצד הכוסות שייכים לחללות מצות ליל סדר וכולם יחד משום אנחנו מוכרים זונה גדולים רק מצד עצמות של מצה מצוות רבן והוא ממשיך ליעקב ואחר. So each one will have its own particular שפע. And then he says the Rashash, let's go to the Rashash now. The first thing Rashash tells us over here is al yedei לקראת הקורס. Now you're taking the course now. And they're going to be mamshich the oral panimi, by the way. Then the amriad barachol v'agadan, you'll be mamshich the through the likichat hakos, you're bringing the oral panimi by the barachol and the hagadah, you're bringing, guess what? You mamshich the oral makif. Nichnas kav small. So yeah, he says himself, you're bringing the left kav. In our chart, we can map that on our chart as well. Well, let's small the ima. So if you look on the left hand chart, which is our yayin chart, we find over there in the yayin chart on the left hand side, that's what we said, that is the agadah. The agadah over there and the amirah and the kichat hakos. So I want to read you a shefa over here, sorry, the tiva kavanot and pay aleph. He says as follows. Because when we are the Agadah, it's going to be prefaced, we're going to bring also the Kos Sheni. Kos Sheni will amshich et kol hakav smol mitzad ima shua moach bina v'yem ko'arim ochim shebetocham v'hu al yedei likrat hakos. We're going to take the Kos v'she'al yado amshich et ha'or pnimi shalom moach bina ועל ידי המגרד הברכות והאגדה ממשיר את האור מעקיף של המור בינה ואומנם כמו שמקדושת היום נכנסו למורכים בין ישראל סבא בין לתבונה ולכן אתה כשמכוונים שכבר נכנסו המורכים מאלו שמכוונים גם את המורכים די ישראל סבא אפילו שאנו עוסקים אתה בכוסות שהם מורכים מצד אמא. Nevertheless, we're going to bring the shef as well. So you bring the entire kav, even though, if you remember correctly, that we brought already the gadol rishon that came out of the kedushat hayom. As soon as you walked into shul, that entire gadol rishon was already done. You have to remember that. But nevertheless, we're going to redo it now by the kol sheni. So let's continue now. And as we're going to explain all the four different levels, because we're doing the entire kav small avima, and that entire kolim spans across gadol rishon, gadol sheni. So obviously we're going to start with gadol rishon because that's the first thing, and he says as follows. That means when you walked into shul, you have to remember that already that kedusha came in, that filled up that particular box or that particular area in zav. Kav small bagan the choch the chavat chagad nahi the shlosh pasuv kachav the chamish pasuv v'yesu. Again, all three dimensions of the kachav of the five pasuvim of yasud that's happening at the identical time. Because that Kedusha Zayom is spanning from the right chart to the left chart with Yasut and Tvuna, and all five parts of it. Im atzlamim, again, would you have to look out for this? They called some, he would deal with slamim. Im bagad mochin de pas de pnimi de tzadi. Omakiv de lamid mem de shloshat salminachi de naranchi de nishama de mahu ben de ben. And here we go. We have a nice little picture over here of what's coming here. We're going to makif again. Always, we're bringing it always in the tzua of the tzelem. Tzadi lamid mem. We always start with the lamid, the mem, which is the highest makif, and then the lamid, which is the makif chaya, and then finally the tzadi again, as we said many times, is going to go inside the pasuk. So when we're dealing with this picture, you see there's two columns over here, right? That says do Yisus Saba and Tfuna to the left, and he says Bagi the makif mem, the gadol rishon the yasut, and it's going to the kach of them. So the four different rows are is going to be, well, it's actually three over here because we're dealing with the Bina. So it's Bina, Gvua, and Hod. That's going to be the Baga charts. And then on the left-hand side, we're doing on this particular, that's right, the left-hand side is the Lamit. The Lamit as well, the identical picture, it's Gadol Rishon, the Yasud, and that's going to come in. So let's do the Tiva Hashashi and Tei Dalet. Nichnas Kav Small, as we explained many times, we're doing the Baga over here. Mocha Bina, it's also called. The Mocha Bina Medishele Makiva Elyon Nikra Mem de Tzelem. Vem Avayav Ekin Nikud Seired Bina Nikud Shva Begvura Nikud Kubutz. We bring the kubutz, which is those three lines on the diagonal. The kubutz is coming in, and that's representing hod, of course, of the baga. So that's the entire baga coming in, the kubutz, the hod. More the bina, which is also called more the bina, shel mochim bigad v'l'chisham. Nimshachim mikach bad de patsuf yatsu. This is going to come from the higher parts of, because we're dealing with the mem. The mem is kach bad. Two parts, because one for the Yisasaba, one for Tuna. And then with Nichnas also the Lamed, the exact same thing. Shalom Chagat, the parts of Yisasaba, that's the only difference. Okay. And then finally, we're going to bring over here, we're going to bring, obviously, it's possible we're going to bring the Lamed now. So we brought the Lamed, we brought the Mem, we bring the Tzadi now. That's going to be on page Yud Dalet. On the right hand side of the page, we start from the right, we go all the way down to the bottom of the page, and then we go up to the left side of the page. So, on the right top part of the page, he says, Baga, why Baga again? Which is the left column coming in. Again, there's two particular columns over here, one for Yisasaba, one for Tuna. And look in the Kud again, Seire, Shva, and Kubutz, with the three dots over here, Kubutz. And then we're going to have underneath that chart on the right hand side, underneath those two beautiful lines of the Ekza Havayas, Binikud, we're going to have the Mochim and the Levushim. The Tzlamim are omitted again by Avasekitsu. So the top one is going to be the Sag, that's going to be the Moach. And then underneath that is going to be the Mochim of Ekim, which is Kasa. Why? It's possible because the Dibino is always going to be a reflection of Sag and Kasa. This is something you have to remember. Now, here, you see clearly that he's bringing out the Kelim. Say, this is what we were saying beforehand. You see that over here. Before, he omitted it. But, again, it must have been Abba the Kidzo because it's supposed to be them. So, here we're going to go through the Kelim. Here we have three Kelim again. Why three Kelim? Because the first Kelim is Kelim Panimi. The middle Kelim is Kelim Emtsai. And the last keli is keli chitzan, right? Three facets of the keli, which is possible. And he says shlosha keli de bina. Why bina? Because we're dealing with kind of small. The kachav de bina, because we're dealing with the all the three levels over here, which is keneged yisasav tefuna, which is all going into za. It's all going to Mishal Nai the parts of the Yasid. Okay. Now just the now what's going that's exactly the tzadi which is coming in, not the lamed mem. Now, what's going to happen? We're going to do this b'derech dechias. You see over the page? Over the page meaning that if you go up the page, you're going to find lidachot mochim and aranchim degvod v'hot. So we're going to push down the mochim. Lidachot mochim and aranchim degvod v'hot. So you see over here that you brought all of that of the baga into the choch, into the bina. Now you're going to push now the gvura and the hod a step lower into the gvura, and you find the mochim over there, and the gvura is going to push down, and then finally you're going to find that you're going to push. Now you have the bina and the bina. You can have the gvura and the gvura, but the hod's still in the gvura, so you have to push down the hod into the hod. Now that's what you got to do. And the shlosha kelim, the hod is that. That's what he's mentioning to us. I just want to read you the shefa. The shefa says over here. מלשון נראה שאנו עוסקים עתה בדחיות מוחים והותמו שהרי מוחים מאלו נגד ראשון כבר נכנסו בקדושת היום וכל כמונותים עתה היא רק לקרבן שכבר היו אל המוחים בקדושת היום ואל המשכת עתה ואין צריך לומר שכמונותו גם בדחיות אלו כבר היו בקדושת היום דהיינו שמרחבים בקדושת היום נכנס מוחים אלו לבינה ואך גם נדחו לגבוה ואך גם לא So he just mentioned a posh lekasha, didn't we do this already? Well, since you walk into shul, you get kedushas and brought down the gadol rishon. So why are you doing all the dechias? One thing to maram is one thing to maram is, but to do the dechias, he says, "No, you have to do the dechias, but there are remes as well." Okay, then finally we find on this page we're going to find that you're going to bring all the shefa down to Yaakov v'Rachel, Baruch Hashem Yishtabach Shemo La'at. Okay, it's all going to go down to Yaakov Rachel again because you bring it down to not only Zah, you want to bring down the Shefa to Nukva as well. Okay, so we're going to find that Vata, the Rashi says Rashash, Vata Yechavel Amshech al Nukva, Dinefoshu Mispar Manchuyot Vidmut, Libaga de Kachav, the Bina de Yaakov Rachel. Again, it's going to happen there, the Chiyot as well. So you find the three Kelim over there, Kelim Pnimi, Kelim Yitzim, Chitzon. Shlosha, that's all the kelim of Bina, and the kelim, three kelim of Gvuah, the three kelim of Hod. And I'm just going to read the other Tiva Kavanot. The Achash Nimshachim Kol Mochim Dezah Mamshich the Chelak Malchut Sheem the Pasuk Yaakov Rachesh Nikra Pasuk Rachesh Nukva Chelak Malchuyot Shel Anaranchi Hem Nefashot. חלק המלכות של המוחים היא מספר שמות. חלק המלכות הכלים נקרא מלכות. חלק המלכות של הצלמים נקרא דמות. כל הדין שם לקו שמאל הנקרא בגה. של הפסוק גדול נקרא ככה כתר חוכמה בינה. So you bring it to the gadol part of that katnut. And that's called the kachav. Shem yichidi chayi neshama. Shari kan ari begadol rishon. Because we're doing the gadol. So that's what the kachav is. Kol zeh pasuk bina. All by of course about bina. The kol shekol mochim the gadol rishon hu pasuk neshama. She nikra bina di Yaakov. Nikra shneiem pasuk nukva. Gam shoch mochim nukva tzrich lechaven kiser dichiyot shmechav leir. Okay, also dichiyot as well. Okay, beautiful. So that is, we successfully brought, now that we've done the mitzvah of Haggadah, we are bringing over here the Gadol Rishon, the Hagam that we brought already in Kiddushas HaYom, we're repeating it about the Remez, in all its facets, with all the Mochim and all the Dichiyot. Okay? So that is stage number one, that's one part one of four parts. Because we're bringing Gadol Rishon, and then Kad Rishon, and then we're going to bring the rest of the Katnut Sheni and the Gadol Sheni. So we've done one of four, so I think we're going to stop it here for now, and Hashem will continue next time.